May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. St. Luke chapter 2 and verse 20, the shepherds glorifying and praising God. And Isaiah 63:7, I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord. Surely, my friends, this is a time for genuine thanksgiving. It will soon be the end of the year, and in all the celebrations of New Year's Eve, most Christians take half an hour or so to think through the year that is past. And of course there are regrets, and maybe moments for serious repentance. But I guess that for most believing men and women, it will overwhelmingly be a time for thanksgiving. Certainly, in the hour I set aside on that night, I always find myself rising above the sadnesses and the regrets, because I see so clearly that there is an abundance of things for which to give thanks. I remember a single lady who spent much time alone, although constantly reaching out to help other people. I was sorry for her. I should not have been. She said to me, "Mine is a life of joy and thanksgiving, for the Lord is with me, and even when I spend long hours alone, I know that He is with me, and I bathe in His love." So New Year's Eve and day are times for a grateful heart, full of thanksgiving. But of course, we're only just getting over that remarkable time when we thank God from the bottom of our hearts for that baby who was born to die for us and all sinful people. One of the gifts which will be offered at the cradle on the Epiphany will be myrrh, foreshadowing already the pain and the tragedy of that baby's main purpose in life, to die as a substitute for us, taking the penalty which we deserve, and thereby bringing us, even you and me, safe to heaven one day. I wonder what those shepherds really thought as they went back to their fields, glorifying and praising God. But each one of us have many lesser joys for which to give our dear Lord God thanks and praise. At this time of the year, we are reminded by the cards we receive of many friends scattered around the land and perhaps the globe, calling to our minds the realization of how many people love and care for each one of us. But further, if we take time to think, there'll be so much to call to mind from the past, and even the distant past. I was thinking the other day about that most dreadful school I went to from 7 till 13. It was awful, frightening, and oppressive. And yet I realized on reflection that even those years of pain have served to make even me, a better person than I would have been. Those terrible years have enabled me to enter into the pain of other people. But of course, later, there was much happiness and joy. So as we look back, we can thank God for the ups and the downs, the sorrows and the joys, and see how all that we have experienced has made us the mature people we are today. And so it is that at this time of the year, the old chorus comes to mind. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And yet, there is still more to come. In the title of an old film, All This and Heaven Too, for you and I are believing Christian people, and we are inevitably those who are constantly looking forward to what is yet to come, not only on earth, but also in heaven. So, my friends, if sometimes we feel down in the dumps, let us at those times, and indeed often, let us lift up our hearts in joy and thanksgiving for all that the Lord has done for us from the first day until now. Let us, you and I, set aside times for thanksgiving, glorifying and praising God like the shepherds. And like Isaiah, I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord. Amen.